1. Skylarking. River Phoenix stands high in the hills of Malibu, facing west. On a clear day, you would be gazing at the Pacific Ocean, sparkling blue, full of possibility all the way to the horizon. Today, the marine layer has rolled in, meaning that clouds have come right up to his feet. On one side of river stands a friend of his, a beautiful young dark-haired woman. On the other side is another friend, William Reichert, almost 3 decades his senior. Reichert has directed him in one movie, A Night in the Life of Jimmy Reardon, and acted with him in another, My Own Private Idaho. They are all standing outside Reichert's house, which is currently full of River's young Hollywood friends, including actress Ione Skye. Keanu Reeves rolled up to the party on his motorcycle. River has adopted Reichert's house as a second home, sometimes sneaking in during the dead of night.
"Take my hand,"
River says, and the woman and the man both comply. They stand on the edge of a platform, and although clouds swaddle the house, making it look like Shangri-La in a Maxfield Parrish painting, Reichert knows all too well that underneath the clouds, there is a 30-foot drop down a steep hill.
"We're gonna jump,"
River tells his friends. They aren't sure this is a good idea, but he continues.
"And as we go through these clouds, all our past sins and everything we ever did that we thought was wrong will all be forgotten. All new things will happen to us, and we'll be filled up forever."
River jumped into the clouds, and his friends leaped with him. River always jumped. 2. The Searchers. River Phoenix's mother changed her name piece by piece, but her life all at once. Born Arlen Dunitz in the Bronx on New Year's Eve 1944, by age 23 she had settled into a cozy, dull, domestic life, married to a computer operator and employed as a secretary in a Manhattan office. Her destiny as a mother and housewife seemed preordained, as inevitable as Gunsmoke and the Carol Burnett Show on Monday nights.
"I just wanted to be loved,"
she said,
"and find somebody to love. I wanted to do what I saw in movies and television, get married and live happily ever after. I found it immediately, and within 2 years I was like, oh my God, this is not the way they said. I have to start all over. So I did."
The sounds in the air were psychedelic. The national mood oscillated between embracing love and advocating revolution. Dunitz didn't know what she wanted to do with her life, but she knew it exceeded the boundaries of a Bronx apartment. In the summer of 1968, she put some clothes into a backpack, and with just a few dollars in her pocket, started hitchhiking west. Left behind, her astonished husband and parents. Her mother, Margaret Dunitz, knew that Arlen was going to become a hippie.
"I wasn't thrilled. But what could I do? I didn't try to stop her because she was a grown woman already."
River Phoenix's father got a head start on running away from home, but he was never able to run away from himself. John Lee Bottom was born on June 14th, 1947, and grew up in Fontana, California, part of the Inland Empire east of Los Angeles. Fontana was a hot, desolate slice of desert suburb, home to a Kaiser steel plant and famous as the birthplace of the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club. John didn't have an overabundance of parental attention. His father, Eli, was too focused on his glass business to spend time with him. And as John entered his teen years, his mother, Beulah, was in a terrible car accident. After being in a coma for a year, she was sent home from the hospital as a brain-damaged husk of her former self. Overwhelmed by a failing business and a failing wife, Eli started drinking heavily and staying away from home. One day, without warning or explanation, he left. Eli headed up to San Francisco and ultimately relocated to Perth, Australia, where he would die on September 23, 1993. 5 weeks before the death of River, the grandson he never knew. Beulah was sent to a home. John stayed with his 7 years older brother, Bobby. When Bobby joined the Navy, John ended up in a private Methodist orphanage. John tried to escape.
"I ran away from home to become a songwriter in Hollywood," he said.
The freedom was short-lived and not marked by a hit single. He was soon sent back to Fontana. John also ran away to Long Beach, south of L.A., where his Aunt Frances and Uncle Bruin lived, and begged them to take him in. They told him that they couldn't look after him, and he sadly returned to the orphanage.